so letting the bells take us into our practice together, of practicing metta for all. Before we get to the metta part, we'll just take a bit of time to stabilize ourselves in an embodied awareness. So feeling into the body sitting, making sure that you feel nicely grounded. And connect with the breathing, allowing for some nice full breaths. And letting the breathing settle and be just as it is. And to help us with some intentionality, listening to this quote you've heard before from the Buddha. Like a caring mother holding and guarding the life of her only child, so with a boundless heart of loving kindness, hold yourself and all beings as your beloved children. And of course, that's a lot to ask for, and yet it's not a goal, it's a pointing to an aspiration. And so simply sitting here, feeling body, feeling breathing, and gathering the awareness into the present moment. And as we go into the metta practice, you have a few options around phrases to choose from. You might choose your own phrases throughout or for some of it. You might choose the phrases from Boundless Heart. Or you might choose the simple phrases of being safe, healthy, happy, and living with ease. And as we go into the practice, keeping that sense of the body sitting, unconditionally supported by the earth, feeling the breathing, unconditionally receiving the air. And you might heighten that sense of embodiment with a little bit of a smile, corners of the lips and the eyes, if that helps you, if that warms the heart. You might give yourself soothing touch. Some like to feel the breath through the heart region and engage soothing touch there as well. So different things to experiment with, and you may find any of them you engage with at different points as the need shows. And so really feeling body sitting and being breathed, and holding in mind, if you will, someone who's easy, someone who may even bring a smile to your face. And it need not be someone you know well. Just there's an ease, a lightness, as we warm up the heart here with the easy one. May be human, may not be human. And so with this one held in mind, the Boundless Heart phrases, if you care for them, are: may you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful, peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness, ease and kindness. Or possibly just safe, healthy, happy, ease, whatever works for you, for the easy one. taking a half minute more for the easy one, and then notice how it feels within the body and the heart mind. And taking good care to be nicely grounded, feeling the breathing, maybe the smile, soothing touch. As we now hold ourselves in mind, perhaps with the easy one, yourself as you are now, or perhaps as a wee one, whatever makes sense. Safe, healthy, happy, ease are your own phrases, boundless heart phrases. And if it feels possible for you, you might care to let go of the easy one and just offer the phrases for yourself. And take a half a minute more for that. And again, check in with yourself. And then, if you will, hold in mind a benefactor, someone who's been kind to you. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Could be just a courtesy, a sweetness. Doesn't even need to be a human being. There's a bit of kindness there. Notice your appreciation for that. And feel the body and the breathing, maybe a smile, soothing touch. And if it feels possible for you, can you imagine the benefactor offering you the phrases, your personal ones, the boundless heart phrases, or simply safe, healthy, happy, ease? Or if not, offer the phrases to the benefactor. And then see if you can receive back. Taking some time to also offer the phrases to the benefactor. If you've been receiving from the benefactor, offer them out now as you feel able. And take a half minute more for that. And check in, body, heart, mind, how's it going? And notice if there's any space to send the metta outwards to a friend. Is there space for this? A friend can be a little more challenging because there's, in the easiest of friends, there's always a little bit of friction. So offering the phrases to a friend, whatever phrases you're working with, as you feel able, keeping the body nicely grounded, the breath, the soothing touch, the smile perhaps. And again, a half minute more with that, with the friend. See how the body, heart, mind's doing, and if there's room for engaging with a neutral one, someone you barely know, just pass by, perhaps encounter on the street, coffee shops. Keeping that felt sense of body sitting, being breathed, and offering phrases to a neutral one. others who may be somewhat neutral, not a lot of feeling about, pop up, offer the phrases to them as they show in the mind. And take a half minute more for the neutral one, and then check in. How is it going? Ask ourselves, is this body, heart, mind able to open today to a difficult one? Remembering it need not be very difficult. Some being that's a little annoying. Perhaps you've been annoying to them from time to time. Trade places periodically. Holding in mind as you feel able, somewhat a little difficult, and being extra careful to be very grounded in the body, supported by the breath, supported by soothing touch, supportive touch, and maybe even a smile that remembers that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering. And offering whatever phrases you're working with then to the difficult one, or practice however you like, offering the phrases to yourself, an easy one, simply sitting with breath and breathing. Respond to your heart, your body. again, half a minute more with that, and really notice how the practice is for you. And then coming back to ourselves, body sitting, breathing, soothing touch, ourselves as we are now, or perhaps if we're feeling quite wee. May I be safe and well in the midst of this. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. So practicing for yourself in the midst of this, perhaps in the midst of the difficulty with the difficult one. Give yourself what you need, your own phrases perhaps. And a half minute more for that. And notice how you're feeling, and if there's space in the heart mind to open to all beings, however you like to understand that, the other humans, the other mammals, the fish, the birds, the reptiles, the insects, perhaps even the plants, or even a sense of this whole planet, offering whatever phrases work for you outwards to all beings, however you like to understand that and practice it. And take a bit of time to wrap up the phrases for all beings. And sit quietly, supporting yourself with the body and breathing, and resting here now. And to close off, listening to this short poem that talks about love, which we might think of here very much as metta, as it very much expresses the immeasurable, boundless qualities of metta, and it's called remember. There is no such thing as quantity in love, my mother said, correcting me. No such thing as much love. You can't count it. No such thing as all my love. You can't contain it. Love expands. There's an endless supply. I love you, she said. That's sufficient.